Sister Mary Walsh. I came in 1995, and by 1996 I was on the Residents Association. And we began to work on providing some facility for the area, for Spafield. We got support from the Southeast Chamber and FOSS, and they mentored us over a couple of years. We had a meeting every Monday night, practically every Monday night for a year or 2 years. And an odd time we'd get a phone call to say the mentor was sick or something. We'd be so relieved to get a night off. But anyway, we eventually had to survey the surrounding areas, Cashel and surrounding areas, to see what people really needed. And people came up with the idea of a sports complex and maybe an enterprise centre as well. So we got plans drawn up, cost us a good bit of money, and then it was going to cost over €1 million, so we decided this is a bit too much for us. So we went back to the drawing board, and there was funding available for childcare through the Department of Social Protection, Social and Family Affairs at that time. So we got the funding approved, and then we had to get plans drawn up, get planning permission, all of that kind of thing. And we got through, we began the building in 2002. We moved into it in March 2003. So we're 21 years this year, and we're delighted. It's going very well, and it's really a magnificent building. After a few years, we felt it was too small, and we began to plan for the next phase. So we had to start on looking for funding again, and we eventually got it. And through a lot of hard work, fundraising, and getting on to various departments, but we stuck at it and got it. And now we have a magnificent building. Well, I'm still involved with some other projects. I take meals to the travellers 3 days a week. I collect clothes for various organisations. Like, I sent a carload of stuff to somebody the other day who's sending it to Albania. It came out of a shop that closed down in Limerick, and that's ready to go to Albania in 2 weeks' time. It was actually a school uniform shop that closed. It feels good. I'm happy, but I'd still like to do more. At this hour of my life, I'd like to be able to help a lot more people. You know, I like to communicate with people, particularly people who are on the margins, if you like. And when I was in the resource centre, I was quite involved with families and people just down in their luck at times.